Okay, so I just wanted to, I did have it in the right place. For those of you, especially who are seeing the front generation, it's I was looking up the three worlds are the three realms, the formless realm, the form realm, the desire realm, like I thought. But if you're visualizing a deity in front of you, and when you inhale, if you're saying the mantra, you can imagine that the mantra is drawn towards you as the deity and goes into your heart. And then you hold your breath a little bit and recite the mantra. And then when you exhale, the mantra, the moon and the mantra rosary go back to the heart of the front generation. So you get what I mean? So, you know, her mantra wheel goes to your heart, and then you hold your breath, and it goes back out again. And I thought for those people who aren't visualizing themselves, you know, they're having to focus on the front generation, that might be a helpful thing to do. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
I could have just said it, but I wanted to make sure I had it right. Yeah. So I think we'll just get into it this morning. I think it'd be nice to spend a bit more time doing mantra recitation. So you know, visualizing the objects of refuge. And if you have a strong connection with a particular lama, remember that that white tar is inseparable from the lama. It was actually inseparable, you know, and that we're taking refuge in the Buddha, the Buddha's teachings, and all those who've come since Buddha. And we're also taking refuge in our future realizations. And also recognizing that it's always good to remember that even now, I have, you know, my mind has the Buddha nature. I have the potential there all the time. And so it's not really something I need to build up or strive for. It doesn't mean we don't need to study. We do need to study. But it's more something we need to relax into. And so it seems a bit contradictory to say, you know, we want to strive for enlightenment. Because we do in a certain way, but the way we strive for it is without tension and without I'm used to use the word squeezing or pushing. So our overall intention is one of great aspiration. But when we're actually practicing, we don't push at all. We just allow there to be what is. And of course, if the mind's really distracted, there are methods of, you know, breathing meditations to make the mind less distracted. I've taught a few, like bringing the energy down to the lower chakras and dissolving it there. So when your mind's quite distracted, do that. Or if you're quite dull, then brighten it up, bring it up with the crown of your head and focus more on the clarity of mind. And I know in the beginning it's not that easy. But like anything, it becomes easier with practice. So I think I mentioned before about the need to just sort of sit with that agitated feeling. And I think, Lou, you've both seen the benefits of doing pranayama, how that helps that agitation to relax. Because the key to good concentration is relaxation. And the key to realizations is concentration. We're sitting and meditating, it's in a kind of a environment of relaxation and comfort and ease. And if, you know, it's a particularly session where there's just a lot of lack of concentration, well, we just sit with it. But if we try too hard to restrain that mind, then even the next session is going to be even worse. I remember reading something in one of Trungpa Rinpoche's books. He said, meditation in the beginning is like a wild bull in a corral, but the corral is full of grass, and eventually the wild bull runs around and runs around, eats all the grass, and lies down and goes to sleep. So sometimes there's nothing you can do but let that wild bull run around. But when that's going on, if there's some part of you that can just keep aware and just kind of be aware of the space that all that's taking place in, rather than getting caught up, rather than, you know, try to be watching the wild bull rather than being the wild bull, if it's possible. And I can't emphasize enough about focusing on the breath. I think George is really fortunate to have a Theravadan background. I think that's really, really helpful. So just remembering our aspiration and our sense of acceptance and care about ourselves, you know. There has to be an inner environment of you're okay no matter what. Doesn't mean we don't correct our mistakes. But what we need to eradicate is that sense that I'm a bad person. Or I can't do it. And cultivate patience with ourselves and loving kindness towards ourselves. So within that frame of mind, we can take refuge. I and all living beings, as extensive as space, from now on until the essence of enlightenment is achieved, take refuge in the glorious holy gurus, take refuge in the fully accomplished Buddhas, take refuge in the holy Dharma, take refuge in the Supreme Assembly. I take refuge in the Venerable Lady White Tara, the wish-fulfilling wheel, and the complete entourage of deities. So then, like we've done in the past, we'll read the next lines. I prostrate and take refuge in the Holy Guru, the three precious jewels. Please bestow your blessings on my mind stream. So, going back to the hollow body and the three-tiered breathing helps to open ourselves up. And we're just breathing in the blessings. And then, depending on what state your mind is in, either breathing in the blessings and feel that be like a gentle shower that's cleansing away the discursive thoughts and allowing them to go down through the center of the lower chakras into the earth. Or we can let those blessings come in and energize the sense of love at our hearts and fill us up with the purification and realizations, and then give that out to all others. But I think in the beginning it's good to just give it to yourself at first, and then when we recite bodhicitta you can give it to others. Just Just remembering that gentle, calm space. Connecting with that and breathing into it. My mind and the Guru's mind and the deity's mind are inseparable. Empty like space. Thoughts coming and going are just waves in the water of emptiness. Just kind of energetic conglomerates that can be dispelled with relaxation. Looking right into the nature of that thought and letting it disappear like a cloud in the sky. With the help of the Guru and the deity and your own wish for liberation. If that's too complicated, you can just think, breathe in, I feel safe, breathe out, I let go. Then when we feel somewhat safe and relaxed, we concentrate on the heart and feel that sense, that innate sense of wanting, caring for all beings. We can think of our parents, our children, our friends, even our enemies. And just get that sense that they teach us in the visualization about my heart gets full. When my heart is full with the blessing and love of the Guru, it overflows, just like the vase. It overflows, and so much filling up in my body that then it has to go out and just keeps going out to all sentient beings. So that every time I breathe in, there's that connection with the Guru deity that comes in and fills me up. Don't have to worry about emptiness that comes. Just knowing that it is emptiness, compassion, bliss, and emptiness just fills me up. When I exhale, it just pours out of me, relaxing me even more, just like we were in a hot bathtub. And giving that out to all beings. Without thinking or seeing, just letting it happen naturally, just feeling it. to the point where rather than thinking that it's coming from the guru into you, but to kind of turn that around so that your heart is so energized that you're pulling the guru into you, that when you breathe in, you're pulling the blessing from the guru into your heart and giving it out to others. There's that deep of a connection and that longing for enlightenment. That longing, that devotion just pulls those blessings right into your heart. It all becomes very fluid. Connection with the Guru in my heart, and then connection with all sentient beings. And just one in breath and out breath. In a space of relaxation and calmness and clarity, safety, acceptance, forgiveness, gratitude. All those elements are there. And then we recite the Mind of Enlightenment. In order to attain the fully accomplished state of a Buddha, for the sake of all living beings, I will enter into the sadhana of white tara, the wish-fulfilling wheel. So then we just emphasize the giving out a little bit more. Thinking about all the sentient beings, all the young people in the Extinction Rebellion, all the children in the cities of Syria, all the babies born with AIDS in Africa, all the people dying of AIDS, cancer, all the people whose water is so polluted by chemical companies, they're all sick. But they're too poor to move. All the people who work in factories for $1 a week, or whatever it is in China. All the people that are actually still enslaved. All the lambs that are being taken from their mums. All the pigs going off to slaughter. All the chickens can't move their whole lives. Just egg machines. All the chickens that are so fat they can't walk because they're just meat machines. They still have minds. All the wild animals being eaten by other animals, eaten alive. These are things we can see with our own eyes. And then we're told about hell realms and preta realms. And then the really rich people who already have, you know, $20 million homes and 5 yachts, and still their minds are grasping, grasping, grasping with insecurity and the need for power at the cost of so many other people's lives. It's so sad. So sometimes, you know, rather than reading prayers, it's just sort of better to think about it, like, with your mind, you know, just really prostrating to the Mother Tara, because we really need her help, you know. The one who rescues from all needs and desires and we can recite the prayer if you want, page 5. Gods and Asuras with their crowns, bow down to your lotus feet. I prostrate to Mother Tara, the one who rescues from all needs. And then, bodhicitta vow. I take refuge in the 3 jewels. I regret all my unwholesome deeds. I rejoice in the merit of all beings. I will hold bodhicitta until enlightenment. I take refuge until complete enlightenment in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. In order to fulfill the purpose of myself and others, I generate the mind of enlightenment. Having generated the mind of enlightenment, I invite all living beings as my guests. I will remain in this excellent conduct of the Bodhisattvas. Thereby may I achieve the state of a Buddha in order to benefit all beings. May all living beings be endowed with happiness and the causes of happiness. May all living beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all living beings be endowed with happiness that is free from suffering. And may all living beings remain in a state of equanimity, free of attachment for those they hold close and aversion for those they keep distant. On so bawa shida sawa dhamma so bawa shida ham. So then, from the experience side, you know, here we are breathing in and breathing out and bringing in, connecting with the Guru and connecting with the sentient beings. And at this point, then, you just turn the attention towards the subject who's doing that. And there are various ways of just looking to see how that exists, how it appears to exist from its own side. But when we look for it, we can't find it. And so, out of emptiness, from the syllable pum, comes a white lotus and amundisk. One thing the sutta doesn't say, though, we have to remember that what brings us out of emptiness is that constant familiarity with bodhicitta. You know, so, you know, the minute we become aware of our breathing, if our breathing is connected with bodhicitta, then immediately bodhicitta comes. That's why it's a good thing, good practice. So, you know, breathing out, bodhicitta. So then comes syllable palm. We need some of Rowena's sound effects. Pum. Comes a white lotus. And from a moon disc, on top of which is my own consciousness in the form of a white syllable tom emanating rays of light. It's the same. The light going out is the same bodhicitta light. Making offerings to sentient beings, and making offerings to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and helping sentient beings. And then when it comes back in, we briefly flash an emptiness one more time. And then arises the wishful feeling wheel with a white body, one face and two arms. My right hand is in the gesture of supreme giving. My left hand is at my heart and holds between the thumb and ring finger the stem of an Impala flower that blossoms at the level of my ear. It has three blossoms, the center one in full moon, the right one having already blossomed and gone to fruit, and the left not yet opened. These three symbolize the Buddhas of the three times. I am adorned with jewel ornaments and clad in a variety of silken garments. My upright body is supported by a moon disc, and I am seated in the Vajra position. At my crown is a white om, at my throat a red ah, and at my heart a blue hum. At my heart on a moon disc is the white syllable tom, which emanates rays of light, inviting from Patala, Buddha Field in the south, the venerable wish-fulfilling wheel, surrounded by an assembly of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Ja hum bam ho. They become non-dual. Again, rays of light emanate from the syllable at my heart, inviting the initiating deities. Please bestow on me the initiation. Om Sava Tata Gata Abhishekata Samaya Shriye Ahum. My body is filled, purifying all stains. The excess nectar overflowing from my crown transforms into Buddha Amitabha. Then we meditate on the divine pride and clear appearance. I think we'll just skip the offerings and this morning. Just move on to the mantra recitation. You can do them just in your mind. Just offer everything up to the front generation, yourself, for a moment. And just think about all the things that fill you with attachment and joy, and offer them to yourself as Tara and as the Tara in front. Experience him as bliss and emptiness. And then we imagine at the heart center of myself is an 8-spoked wheel with a hub and 3 rims. At the center on a moon disc is my own mind as a white tom encircled by the mantra for increase. Om Jade Tu Jade Ture Mama Aryu Puni Jana Pushtan Kuriye Soha. You can either see the letters either like pearls or like silver. On the 8 spokes of the 8 syllables, Tare Tu Tare Ture Sa Sva. On the inner rim, the vowels are placed counterclockwise. Om A A I I U U Ri Ri Li Li A L O O Om A Soha, or Svaha, that's how you're supposed to say it. In the middle rim, the consonants are arranged clockwise. Om kakakana cha 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 janya ta 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 na ta 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 na pa 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 ma yavarlava sha sha sa ha sha swaha. And on the outer rim is the mantra of the essence of dependent arising arranged clockwise. Om ye dharma hetu prabhava hetu tishan tatagata hi avadat tishan chayo niroda evam vadi mahashramani swaha. See, the syllables and all the letters of the mantra are in the nature of light, and dewdrops of nectar stream forth from the letters. And on my crown, and also on the crown of the front generation, is Lord Amitabhas, who's white in color and radiates red light. It makes him to appear red, with one face and 2 arms, holding a golden vase filled with the nectar of immortality, in the gesture of meditative equipoise, clad in silk and jewel ornaments. He sits in the Vajra posture. He is adorned at the heart with the red syllable Hri, from which hook-like red rays of light emanate in all directions, collecting all my life energies that have been robbed, stolen, or caused to be taken away or scattered by human and non-human beings. And these go back into the vase. The essence of the 5 elements to heal the body and mind. So 5 colored lights go out. The life energies and merits of all living beings, the brilliance and dignity of the 3 worlds, all the wealth and goodness of existence, and the blessings of the body, speech, and mind of the Guru, Buddhas, and Bodhisattvas go out and collect it back. They all collect back in the form of nectar and light rays of different colors and absorb into the vase in Amitabha's hands. So the vase completely overflows and the nectar enters my crown, absorbing into the wheel, the mantra, and the seed syllable at my heart. And from that, rays of nectar flow down, filling my entire body. My outer body is washed the accumulation of unwholesome imprints and obscurations, illnesses, disturbance, and obstacles to life are cleansed and purified, restoring my life energies, merits, broken vows and commitments, and I attain the city of immortality. And then we visualize the protection wheel, a space iron, 10 spokes like two hats together. And on the spokes are the Tare Tu Tare Ture, so. And the Om's at the top and the Ha's at the bottom. It goes really fast, cutting into pieces all of our obstacles. And then there's flames going out and burn and swirl. All the disturbing forces completely burn like feathers burn in fire. And then we go through the six circles quickly and get onto the mantra recitation. So the first one is the white. Completely fill out with pacifying energy, pacifying all our obstacles and unwholesome imprints and delusions and spirit harms, and fills us up, and it takes its place, the closest one to us. All the pacifying energy, and then the time and the mantra emanate the yellow increasing ones, increasing all of our life merit realizations and everything we need for enlightenment, good health, completely full of yellow light, and it takes its place outside the white one. We accomplish all the activities of increase. And the red one, controlling, takes its place with the accomplishment of all the activities of controlling. And the dark blue one, completely destroying all of our obstacles and delusions and harms and wrong views. Completely full of blue light, and then it spills out and takes its place outside the red one, and we accomplish all destroying activities. And then we're completely overflowing with green light, the ability to accomplish all of our wishes, all of our enlightened activities. It takes its place outside the blue one. And then finally the purple one, stabilizing all the other six, all the other five. All the activities and attainments, and stabilizing our concentration. That's one activity we all need. Stabilizing our renunciation, bodhicitta, and right view. Stabilizing our devotion. Stabilizing our perseverance and will. Stabilizing our compassion and love. And so then the final one is the purple one. Recite the mantra. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayu Puni Janam. tu, ta, re, tu, re, ma, ma. Ayur, puni, jana, pushtim, kurye, soha. Om, ta, re, tu, ta, re, tu, re, ma, ma. Ayur, puni, jana, pushtim, kurye, soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Punichan Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Punichan Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jan Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jan Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni
do, da, re, do, re, mama. Are you punijana
Krishna
kurye so? Om da, re, do, da, re, do, re, mama. Are you punijana
Pushtim kurye
so? Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama. Are you Punijana
Pushtim Guru Yeso?
Om Chari Chu Chari Churi Mama Ayi Punijana Pushtim Kuryasa. So then we do quick dedication and then take about a break until 10 to 11. As much as possible, stay within the practice, you know, visualizing yourself and surrounded by your six eggs. It's like Easter eggs. Through the merit collected by this practice, may I quickly attain the state of the wish-fulfilling wheel. And may I lead all living beings without exception to her state of enlightenment, thus dedicating the roots of merit. This book in the living room, the sitting room, on the table. I might want to take a look at it, because especially those of you who have chronic illnesses, there's a lot of other things in here that I haven't been doing, you know, more different visualizations and, you know, completely how to do the retreat and how to end the retreat and how to start the retreat. So, you know, if you wanted to do your own retreat, you can do it in your house, you know, you don't have to do a special thing. It's just a really, and also online is a commentary by Gelick Rinpoche, G-E-L-E-K, passed away a couple years ago, but he's another really great Gelugpa Lama, lay Lama, who spent most of his time in Michigan, USA, but anyway, there's a White Tower commentary by him as well. It's quite good. You can just download it for free from Jewel Heart. It's called Jewel Heart, that's the name of his group. Yeah.